You are tuned in to the Young Money Moguls Podcast. Join us for discussions on all things God, business, and family, being the bridge to your solutions and opportunities for true health and wealth at discretionary time. Here is your host, Ken the Don.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all ready? Let's go. I pray you guys are having a great day. Listen, whatever's happening, I need you to shake it off and remember who you are. You've seen the title of this. If this doesn't change your life, if this doesn't save your life, this will at least change it. And I know it. I know it for certain. I know it for sure. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. You are tuned in to Young Money Moguls Podcast. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe. Share this with a family or a friend. You're tuned in to our podcast on Apple Music, also Google Play Store. We're also in Anchor and Spotify. So wherever you're tuned in, make sure you're liking, make sure you're subscribing, make sure you're sharing this. I want to thank everyone who is a supporter, from our Patreon all the way down to Facebook, all the way down to Twitter and TikTok. I really appreciate you guys, and I thank you so much. You don't understand. Just a few quick announcements, okay? You know, next Monday is our network marketing event. So if you haven't registered already, go ahead to Kentaprises LLC and register. I'm excited. I can't wait for it. But today I want to share just a little bit of what we do here in Young Money Moguls and give you just an overview. Like I said, this doesn't at least save your life. I know it will change your life, okay? Can I do something for you today? Can I introduce you to the greatest salesperson that there ever was? And I know a lot of you may be like, what the heck are you talking about? But just bear with me a little bit, okay? Bear with me here. This person not only came here to this earth with one of the greatest offers, not only did they come here and say, here is what I have for you guys, for the world. Like I said, entrepreneurs, you guys have to be problem solvers. So this individual came and solved the problem that we all have to face. We all have to deal with. We all have to stress about. This individual came, and no one in this world is perfect but him. Every test, every trial, he overcame it. And like I said, when it was his time, he willfully let go. And yet, his legacy is still here time after time. 2,000 plus years later, we are still living in his offer and offering what he has to others, giving them the leverage of not only eternal life, but to be able to live here on this earth with authority, live on this earth in dominion, live on this earth, not just money, but wealthy, okay? What does our vision say? Young Money Moguls, true health, true wealth at discretionary time. I'm not teaching you guys nothing. I'm not telling you guys anything about getting rich quick or any quick rich screen schemes or anything like that. So if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're expecting, you can go ahead and just bounce out of this right now. See, I got some people in the live. Thanks for tuning in. But if you're thinking that Young Money Moguls has always been about flashy and being all out there and such, nah. This is about revealing to you who he is so that you can be the best you. I am committed to helping you become the best you you can ever be. And the only way you can do that is if you partner with Jesus Christ. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest salesman ever. Okay, you guys, if you ever noticed, if you ever read your Bible and pay attention, he has an offer that no one else can turn down. Eternal life. No one can turn down his offer. And I said this on a live with an individual, with a guest. God loves entrepreneurs. Why? Because we are stepping into what he is. We are stepping into that creative power. We're stepping into that power of giving someone else an opportunity, solving problems, creating when there is darkness, being that light, being that bridge. I'm committed to connecting you to your solutions and giving you opportunities to become the best you. Whether that is me cleaning your home and allowing you to feel comfortable living in your household, or whether that is me helping you lose weight, helping you focus on becoming mentally and physically free. Clarity is a thing. Peace is a thing. It's a real thing, and you can attain it. You can obtain it. And like I said, if this doesn't save your life, it will at least change it. It changed my life. I know how to work. I know how to do. I know how to be. But when you meet Jesus, he changes your life. He changes you for the better. There is no one else, like I said, that can give you an offer as great as he can. Listen, life is all about an exchange. It's always transactional. Life has always been transactional. You want to live comfortably, you get a house. You want to live more comfortably, you get businesses. You want, and I'm just giving examples. I'm not saying this is what people do, okay? But you want to do things and you have to give a transaction for it, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we might not want to think about this, but there is an after. And my Bible tells me a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. We cannot be such in a consumer mindset that we forget that there is an after. After you die, your kids going to still be here. After you leave, they're still going to have to deal with these lives and the cares of this world. After you leave, there is a heaven or a hell. I know no one teaches you guys this. I know no one tells you guys this, and it's okay. This is Young Money Muggles. All things God, business, and family. I can't tell you. I cannot not tell you, okay? It's on me. It's burdened on me to explain to you that you have the greatest offer standing before you. In trade of your depression, in trade of your sickness, in trade of your worrying, in trade of the anxiety, you can live in perfect peace. How? As long as you keep your mind stayed on him, you stay in peace. When you put his focuses first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. You have to seek him. A lot of us are seeking. We just have to shift it. You don't realize. You're seeking. You're looking. I get it. We all are looking. We're looking for happiness. We're looking for completion. We're looking for a wholeness. We're looking for more money. We're looking for guidance. We're looking for so many things. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is your answer. He has everything that you need. I'm going to share a quick story with you, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I was 11 or 12, and I could have sworn to you that this was a real life event, but it was a dream. I was walking down the street next to my high school, and I seen a missile coming from out the sky. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? I really, you know, looking up, just staring. And it hits the ground, and when it hits, you can see the smoke beginning to billow towards me. And that smoke overtook the whole, like, just the whole scene of everything. So it's white and it's bright. And I'm on the ground, laying on the floor like this. And I hear a voice. And I look up. And it was Jesus. And he was telling me to prepare my people. Tell them I'm coming. Get them prepared. Prepare the way. Who would have known 15 years later, I would be stepping into Young Money Muggles, and I would be crying out into wilderness, helping you budget, not only helping you budget, but helping you get back to your foundation in God, and helping you realize that He gives us all a family when we don't have a family. Young Money Muggles is your family. We're here more than just to teach you business tactics and to tell you what to do. You don't know how many people call me and how many people talk to me. I'm excited because this year we're going to really start to show you guys a little bit more of what we do. And so we're going to have where me and my COO, we're going to come on and we're just going to have our candid conversations on live podcasts. We always talk about stuff and we have some stuff on the podcast, but we're going to do it live now because I really want you guys to see and learn from our mistakes so that you can become the best you that you can be. Listen, I'm committed to making sure you are the best you. And no one's perfect. This is a journey. We're all on the journey. I'm not perfect. I am nowhere near perfect. I'm nowhere near where I want to be. However, like I said, that seek, that drive, that passion is what you need to get more, to want more, to do more, to be better, to go to the next level. These are the things that you have to look for, okay? You guys, I know this may have taken a lot of you by surprise. I know a lot of you may have said, I was not expecting this. Not even from you, Kenyon, honestly. But like I said, I can no longer sit around and not say anything. And I have to introduce you to the one who has been helping me, to the one who has been making sure that I get this thing down pat, to the one that has been making sure that I do this for him and for a real reason. This is bigger than me. Young Money Muggles is bigger than me. All of these things are bigger than me. Everything that I do, it's bigger than me. Why? Because I'm partnered with God. And you can partner with him too. I know there's going to be a lot of people that get ruffled, their feathers get ruffled from this. But hey, please comment. Let me know. Let me know what you feel. Let's talk this through. That's the thing. A lot of us just want to say what we want to say and not actually be right or not actually come to a conclusion. You're hurt and I triggered you. But the thing is, I'm not your dad and I'm not your mama. So don't take your pain and your trauma out on me. Take this for insight. Learn. I'm not here for agreement. Like Ayala said, I'm going to annoy you. At some point, I'm going to annoy you. And you're not going to like what I say. But it's for the betterment of you. It's for you to grow, okay? And I'd rather you grow than you to hear these fluffy billows of life is great and you can just manifest whatever you want and everything's going to be for you. No. Okay? It doesn't work like that. And then when you die, there's, like I said, an after. So what are you doing? Do you have life insurance? Do you have a savings? Like I said, a good man leaves a legacy. And I'm working on that. I'm not saying that I'm there and I'm perfect, but I'm working on it. If I die right now, I have life insurance. I have certain investments that they will be all right. Or they at least will know that I love them enough to care enough to set these things in order, okay? I love you guys. I love you enough to tell you. I love you enough to save you. I love you enough to help you. And I know this may have taken and put a lot of you off guard. But it's all good. This is what we're here for. I literally picked up a shift last night. So I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm about to go to sleep. I will talk to you guys later for our Entrepreneurs Bible Study. When I wake up, I'm going to record that for you guys. I'll see you guys tonight. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share this. I know. You didn't know you needed this. When you're quiet, there's so many people in this live, but ain't nobody comment. When you're quiet, I know that it's working, and I know that it's what you needed. Love you. Like and subscribe. Peace.